The labour force unemployment data was released today. Unemployment dropped to 4% in the June quarter. Official labour force data from Stats NZ shows it's been described as a bit of a shock release, with economists having picked a wider range of latest previews, even up to 6.4%. Meanwhile, figures from the development agency ATEED show 150 Auckland businesses a day are contacting a COVID-19 support line asking for help, and predicting that 40,000 to 50,000 Aucklanders may lose their jobs in the pandemic recession. With us is economist from Infometrics, Brad Olson. Brad, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
So is this a bit of an unexpected shock, these numbers?
Look, we were really surprised when we saw them. Essentially, what we've got, though, is that although the unemployment rate has fallen, what we've seen is that a number of people are still out of work. They just weren't able to find a new job. Now, definitionally, that means they're not unemployed, but we have seen an increase of 45,000 people onto the likes of the underutilisation field. Now, what we're seeing here is that people are still in a real tough place. As well, if we look at the unemployment rate, Stats looks at it over each week. It did rise to around about 6% at the end of June. And overall, what we're seeing is that Kiwis are still in a tough place. The official numbers don't show it on the surface, but in total, we're seeing a very, very hard position for people that are working or trying to find a new job.
Right. So it's really the underemployment is as much of an issue as the unemployment.
Absolutely. Throughout the June quarter, we saw that the total number of hours worked was 10% lower than the same time last year. Mm. That's the largest drop in 30 years. So although people were still working, there were a lot of them working fewer hours. For people that were already in work, some of them did lose their jobs, but they weren't able to even find or attempt to find a new one. Overall, there is still a number of people that are doing it quite tough. That headline number doesn't reflect the entire reality yet. And we've got to remember there's 67,000 Kiwis since March 20 that have gone on to the wage subsidy, onto the benefit support, the job seeker support, or the CIRP. If you're an unemployed person out there, you're hearing these unemployment rate numbers coming out, they're not going to be believable. It doesn't change the fact that people have lost jobs.
Right. Yes. Okay. Interesting. Well, stay with us. Jen, let's bring you in. What are you seeing both in your area, Hawke's Bay, and also in your sector? Because you deal with some aspects of infrastructure. Some of those shovel-ready projects are by no means shovel-ready. People are being laid off.
Yeah, I think that's definitely been happening. I'm seeing a lot of that underemployment. As Brad mentioned, people that are wanting to work longer hours but are only sort of getting 25 hours a week instead of 40. So that's been really big. And look, I agree with him. I think this we're only getting a partial picture of the labour market impacts at the moment. So until the wage subsidy comes off and the benefits change towards the end of September, we're not really going to get a real feel for it. So I'd be really interested to see what happens in the next quarter, which I think will give us a more reflective picture of where things are actually at.
What's your view, Chris?
Oh, exactly the same. It's when the wage subsidies come off in September that's going to be where we're really going to see it, maybe even a quarter after that, maybe even going up to Christmas. That it's going to be, I think, really sad for us. My young children, well, they're not young, and they work in a printing industry, and they're going great guns in Auckland, but other areas outside of Auckland, they're not doing so well, so they're laying people off.
Okay.
So it's, I think part of it is, as Jenny's seeing, and the regions might be different.
Hey, Brad, what about unemployment data difference for younger and older workers? Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, certainly what we've seen through a number of the numbers in recent weeks and months is that young people are really bearing the brunt of this downturn. Mm-hmm. People over the age of 30, job numbers have started to come back. If you're under 30 like me, a lot of my friends, they are reporting it's very, very tough. A lot of them have lost jobs. A lot of them can't find anything new. So for young people, this recession, this economic downturn is hitting our youth really, really hard.
Gosh. That's interesting, isn't it? So what do we need to develop from now on? More policies to, because that can't go on, Brad.
No, it can't. And you know, if young people are bearing the brunt of this, we're also rising, have rising debt at the moment. That's going to contribute more for young people as we move through, and we've got to pay it off. What I think we need to see is, look, continued work development, business development, because at the end of the day, we need jobs and we need businesses that are willing to supply them. So there is a real focus on getting businesses into a position that they're happy to take on people. At the same time, we need to get young people in a work-ready mode, and that might be for a different job than they might have originally envisaged. And so I think we need to be realistic that people might not get the job they want, but for the next few years, I think people will be happy enough to settle for a job they can get.
Okay. Yeah. Brad Olson, thank you very much for being with us on that. So some interesting statistics coming through. These numbers here not reflecting really the reality of what's on the ground, Jeannie. It's no other way to describe it. It's very disheartening and quite tragic when you... I mean, I've got a colleague, a friend rather, who is going into a meeting this week to probably discuss, you know, being laid off after doing his full apprenticeship. It is so tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really tough. And I've got children who have got friends that, you know, they're out from university and they've had maybe 6 months' experience and they're now laid off, and that's really tough and disheartening for them. And I think, you know, to Brad's point, kind of, I guess, managing expectations around getting these kids to be sort of re-engaged to do some sort of work, even if it's not what they necessarily see as their ideal job. But, you know, it's really tough for them. They've got high student loans and, you know, they're desperate to get out into the workforce.